I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students to order, and the Reed Light Senate Chamber is here July 30th at 5:32 p.m. In person and via Zoom. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to Agenda Item 2, Pledge of Allegiance and Lighting Honor. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing. Gotcha. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Oh, I just realized. Sorry. Just doing that with all out of the mic. Alrighty. Just checking. Everybody on Zoom can hear me okay? Okay, cool. And then if you are a senator, if you could please just turn your camera on just so I know you're there. See your guys' amazing faces. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Alrighty. That being said, we're going to be moving on to Agenda Item 3. With there being no secretaries today, our amazing speaker pro tempore is going to do the amazing job of doing minutes and doing roll call, so just give him a little bit of a break.
Thank you. All right. Speaker Acklin.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Castro.
Present.
Senator Evans.
Present on Zoom.
On Zoom. Senator Huang.
Absence unexcused.
Oh, he's on
there.
Oh,
sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Senator Hautelling.
Present.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Absence excused.
There we go. Senator Custer.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Present.
Senator Levy.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Lucchesi.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Micelli.
Present.
Senator Miller.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Moore.
Absence unexcused.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, present. Senator Packard.
Oh, sorry. Grace is here. Sorry,
Grace is
sorry,
here.
Sorry, guys.
All right. Senator Packard.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Radke. Senator Saporito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Villa.
Present on Zoom.
A quorum is present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tempore. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve Agenda Items 4A-D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those minutes have been approved. All righty. Moving on to Agenda Item 5, public comment. There's any public comment at this time. All righty. I did have a public comment be sent in, and I'll read as such follows. Dear ASUN senators, hello, I'm very, very sorry I cannot make sense tonight. However, I wanted to give public comment and state for the record that I support Senator Bolander for the position of Government Operations Chair. Having worked with Senator Bolander as Chair of the Committee of Academics and Student Affairs, I can confidently say that he is an incredibly dedicated and responsible individual. He has been an invaluable perspective for our committee as someone who is always thinking of new ways to connect with liaisons and constituents alike. He would make a respectable and committed Chair of Government Operations. Thank you for your time. Best wishes, Madison Kitch. Alrighty. Any other public comment? Just checking.
Do you have Travis's?
Oh, you're right. I do have Travis's. Hold on 1 second, guys. Thank you for that. Alrighty. I'll read as such follows. Good evening, senators. My name is Travis Terry, and I am a former ASUN senator for the College of Liberal Arts and the previous chair of the Committee on Government Operations. I would like to express my absolute support for Senator Nicholas Bolander from the College of Business to serve as the next chair of Government Operations. During the first months of the SAS audit, which I initiated, Senator Bolander has been an outstanding help. The findings he has requested thus far have been very thoughtful and pointed out necessary adjustments in the language of the SAS. Additionally, since learning of my resignation from this role, Senator Bolander has been hard at work preparing to run and hopefully take over this position. He has taken the time to understand not only the purpose of the audit of the duties of the chair. Sorry, guys, I cannot read for some reason. With this preparation, we've had many discussions over what would be required of him in discussing discussing the logistics of and potential changes he would make to the process of the audit. I'm confident in his ability to continue the necessary work of the audit, as well as carry out the other various responsibilities as committee chair, Travis Terry. Could not read that already. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 6, receipts and petitions of correspondence to the Senate. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those receipts have been approved. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers. Do we have any reports today? Please state your name and position for the record.
Hi everyone, Chief Justice Rena Arneson here. I just want to give you guys a little update in terms of the internship because you guys have been really tame, so really happy that you guys aren't keeping the Judicial Council too busy over the summer. But basically, the Judicial Council internship post has been made and should be going up next Friday, and I'm quite proud of it because I made it. But other than that, everything's been pretty tame. I've been working on the syllabus, more assignments, the usual stuff. But yeah, thank you guys for being tame over the summer. I really appreciate it. Anyways, does anyone have any questions for any reason?
Already, I think that's it. Already, Vice President McNamara, did you have a report?
Hello, can everyone hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Record, sorry I couldn't be there tonight, everybody. I got stuck at work late, and now, other than that, going through the usual meetings and continuing to work on the PAC on the Business Program and securing and reaching out to all the returners to the program. That's going well, reaching out to see new ones here soon, and then block party planning. Naomi and I decided that we are going to be doing a gift post for volunteering instead of the traditional form. It's just logistically a little easier, so keep your eye out for that. That should be out within the next week, maybe two. And other than that, orientation's going good, and I stand for questions.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions at this time in person or on Zoom? Alrighty. Thank you, Vice President McNamara. Any other reports at this time? No? Okay. Just check. Let's see. We'll start with committee reports first, and then I'll give my report. Senator Kitch is not here. Senator Maselli, do you have a report?
Yeah, real quick. Hi, everyone. Budget and Finance is meeting tomorrow at 4 p.m. We're going to be talking about our standardized budget forms that we've drafted a couple of them up, and we're going to be going over the financial review process.
All righty. Thank you. Moving on to Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement, Senator Issa.
Hi everyone, not much to report. DCE met today at noon. We just heard a presentation from Director Rodriguez. I will be sending out a when to meet to establish our timeline for when we want to meet periodically during the fall semester. So if you're part of the committee, make sure to look out for that.
All righty, thank you. Moving on to the Committee of IDEA, Senator Castro.
We're going to be meeting tomorrow. We'll be hearing a report from Director Navarte of the Department of IDEA. Also be sending out a when to meet for our regular consistent
Alrighty. Thank you. Moving past the Committee on Government Operations and moving to the Committee on SSW, Senator Levy.
Hello, everyone. I hope your summer's been good and everyone's ready to go back to school. We're currently working on our committee-specific event during Safety Week. Everyone in SSW, please be sure to fill up the when to meet. This is for our last...
This is not Patrick. Sure. Nice to meet you. Is that what
Doris
is
saying?
Where she
lunch? Carmina.
Well, technically now,
but
not forever.
Carmina.
You can mute her.
Oh, I can't.
Host.
You're right. I'm getting to it.
Madam President, you're unmuted.
There, she's muted. Alrighty. Senator Levy, please continue with your report.
Yeah, I'll just kind of take it from the top. I think going well. If you're in my committee, please fill out your one to me. We also have a vacant position, so I know SSW was it went really quick, it filled up really fast. So if you would like to join the committee, you're more than welcome. Like please join the committee. And yeah, we're just working on Safety Week, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you. Moving on to the Special Committee on Food and Security, Senator Saporito.
Hey everyone, we have a meeting today at 2:30 p.m. within the President's Conference Room. We just assigned liaison positions. Special shout out to Senator Atkinson for adopting two liaison positions. was something that I just sent out a Wednesday evening regarding attendance times for meeting times for when the semester actually starts. I want to get that out as fast as possible so we know when to meet up, because I know we'll have 30 classes in total. We have all the classes to get, there'll be a lot, but it should be fun.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to the parliamentarian. Parliamentarian Issa, do you have a report?
Not much report. I'm just continuing to go over Senate rules to see if there's anything needs to be amended to get in line with common practice. I've seen no irregularities in the Senate rules thus far. And with regarding to the Roberts Rules Workshop, I'm still working closely with Speaker Ackland to work on that. I'll begin that process at the end of this week. So that's it.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Hi, everybody. Just a quick report from me today. I shared a lot in my oversight report, so I won't share too much. But the internship application is open. We have seen about 33 applications. I attended the internship coordination committee today, and Director Dietrich signaled that this is wonderful numbers for the time of year that we're in. About triple from what we saw last year is what was on the agenda today at our meeting. So we're very excited for the internship. Interviews have started for clubs and orgs and event programming. Our branch post will go up this Friday. it'll go up this Friday, August 1st. So look out for that. Other than that, I'm just working on the syllabus, still trying to get that in as soon as possible so that we can have a finished syllabus with assignments and a calendar for you all to be able to get your hands on and really get to know before we get our interns. And right now, I'm also working with the internship advising group that is internal to the Senate to starting developing the mentor matching survey. So the survey we'll use to help create the pairings between interns and senators. So that's basically what's going on right now. If you have any questions, let me know.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? Any in person or on Zoom? Alrighty. That being said, I'm going to move on to myself. I'm kind of just going to give my report for oversight and my speaker report. So for today's meeting, I appreciate all of you guys to be here, especially who are in person, and I want to thank the people who are still here on Zoom with us. Yeah, I appreciate you guys being able to take the time out of your day. I realize it's still Wednesday at 5:30, but you know, I realize that we got in the routine of doing it every 2 weeks. But you know, start to get in that routine of knowing that you know your Wednesdays at 5:30 are they're here. You know, they're here with all of your colleagues and everything like that. So just keep that in mind as we move forward into fall and stuff like that. And again, I just want to thank you guys for being here. Oversight met today. I did a check-in with all the chairs, and it seems that all the committees are going really well. And it seems you guys are doing a lot of really good work, so I'm happy to hear about that. But the only thing I have to say about some committees, ASA and IDEA have not been able to meet quorum. So that has definitely been a revolving issue that needs to get resolved before we start fall. And I will reach out to the senators who have not been attending, not been communicating, anything like that, to make sure we're on the same page, or if there's any miscommunication, you know, that really doesn't happen, because that's the last thing I want. So I'll be reaching out to senators in regards to that. But other than that, all meetings are going great. And also too, I know I said it last meeting, but all chairs, please, please, please send out your when to meets for fall and get that ready and oriented, because like I said, last meeting, you guys can book the PCR and do it reoccurring. So you guys don't got to do pack life or go through the Joe or anything like that. So highly recommend. Points memo. I asked also all the chairs to send me any unexcused absences or anything like that to make sure that the points memo is fully updated. So when we go into fall, that people are held accountable for their actions based on how they acted during summer. When to meet legislation tracker. If you guys are working on any pieces of legislation and want to talk about it, especially, I mean, that's what your senator reports are for, but put it in the legislation tracker, talk about it, talk to other senators about it, because I promise there's probably two or three other senators who would love to work on that with you, or maybe sponsor some different ideas or add some amendments and stuff like that. So definitely look into that. I also put a thing in our Teams chat. I'm going to be starting our one-on-ones. I want to meet with each and every one of you before we start fall. Just make sure, you know, ask how your summer went and see if there was any work you guys were able to get done this summer. And just kind of see where your guys' heads at going into fall. Because like I said, it's going to be a completely different ballgame. There's only a handful of us who were able to see fall last session and be senators here. So, and I know a lot of you are new and haven't seen that. And I want to make sure that nobody feels left behind. We're all on the same team here. But with that being said, I'll read out the points memo. Already. already. And then everything should be updated in regards to points memo. This is not final, so don't get scared or anything like that. So if there's a discrepancy, you think something's wrong, reach out to me. I will list off the dates that I believe that you were either absence unexcused or something, you know, just didn't communicate right or just something. So this is not final, but this is what I have. And these are the numbers that I have in regards to attendance and everything like that from our Senate meetings here. And along with that, all of your guys' committees that you're in. Alrighty, so the point memo reads out as follows. Atkinson with 2 points, Hotelling with 2 points, Huang with 3 points, Lucchesi with 1 point, McAndrews with 1 point, Miller with 1 point, Maselli with 1 point, Moore with 6 points, Packard with 6 points. So those are all of the points that we have right now. Like I said, if you guys think there's any discrepancies or anything like that, any dates I got wrong, like please message me. I don't want to get that wrong. Or if you guys just want to have a conversation more about points memo, please reach out to me. I don't want to get this wrong, and I don't want to make sure that everyone's held accountable to the correct standard that everybody else is following. Alrighty. So with that being said, we're going to be moving past agenda item 7 and 8, and past agenda item 9, there are no reports from secretaries at this time. Past agenda item 10, and on to agenda item 11. Alrighty. So with that being said, we're going to be moving on to our chair elections. Already. Now we're on agenda item 11A. Nominations will be accepted from the floor for each committee individually. Nominations do not need a second. Self-nominations are welcome. To nominate someone, please use the phrase, "I nominate the Senator blank to be the chair of the committee on blank." I will now be accepting nominations from the floor for the Senate Committee on Government Operations. Senator Levy.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Hotelling to be Chair of Government Operations through unanimous consent. Not through unanimous consent.
Senator Hotelling, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay. Are there any other nominations at this time? Parliamentarian Issa.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Bill Lander to chair the Committee on Government Operations.
Senator Bolander from the College of Business, do you accept?
I accept, thank you.
Alrighty. Are there any further nominations at this time? Any in person or on Zoom? Alrighty. With that being said, there being no further nominations, and nominations are now closed. Without objections, the nominees will be recognized in the order with which their nominations were made. The following have been nominated to the chair on the Senate Committee on Government Operations: Senator Hotelling from the College of Public Health and Senator Bolander from the College of Business. All nominees have been placed into nomination. Nominees, we recommend you leave the meeting. However, you're entitled to stay according to Nevada revised statutes. Before commencing with the first nominee presentation, are there any questions? Sorry, I want to say this too. Nominees, you guys will get 10 minutes to present, then we're going to have 10 minutes of questions and 10 minutes of debate. So in total, if we max out everything, it'll be an hour for this. And then after that too, if you guys read the agenda beforehand, there's no legislation, there's really nothing else. This is the reason why I wanted to call this meeting. So shouldn't be too long, and the max it should be is like an hour. So just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. Alrighty, any questions? Nothing like that? Alrighty, Senator Bolander has recommended that you leave the meeting, and then we can text you or Teams you beforehand so you can come back and give your presentation. Sound good?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, sounds
good. Will this be a Teams message?
Yeah, I'll Teams you.
Okay, right on. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Alrighty. All right, Senator Hotelling, let me just bring up your presentation, and you are ready to go on it.
I'm literally just gonna put it right there. There you go. Good job. There you go. I have your timer. It's on my iPad. It should be bigger than it is on the screen right now.
Okay. So. Like I said, you got 10 minutes to present, then we'll have 10 minutes of questions and then 10 minutes of debate. And then afterwards, Senator Bolland will go, and then we will debate. But floor is yours. You're ready to start whenever.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Senator Bolland from the School of Public Health.
little about me. Before we get into it, my introduction, we're going to go over the about me, committee goals and initiatives, and then committee accountability measures that I work on. So starting off, about me, I'm a junior standing studying public health and promoting getting oldest. I'm the co-op vice chair of government operations for following Italian last session and formal chair of SSM. So I have extensive history and knowledge of how to run a meeting, all governing documents, interpretation of the governing documents. Start off with committee goals. I'm going to go over my goals and then my initiatives. Every goal has initiatives behind it. That's how we're going to execute my goals. Right. So I'm going to continue to execute formal chair Taylor's audit of the Senate rules and the statutes of associated students. I want to establish and implement expectations both statutorily and otherwise for the committee to improve committee standing, hold legislative hearings with affected parties by the statutes, so incorporating entities we normally won't question and going in and have to come and tell us how we are doing within our statutes, if the statutes benefit them or hold them, and how we can help them improve or help all governing documents improve. I think that's very important. Modernize with the accurate reflection of job views and descriptions that ties into that affected parties goal one, and then establish committee procedures for Senate committees. It's a lot of text, you don't have to read it all. So a lot of it, the initiatives, ties into the goals, right? So we want to, I would like to, as chair, establish committee training. Right? When you look at our governing documents, you don't see a lot of consistency. And it's really important when we're having a body such as government operations that's supposed to sit there and review the language. They should probably know the language. They should probably know how the document is structured. Currently, as a member of the committee, there is no official or formal or informal training for this committee. As a chair, that should be something that I would strive to set and even codify with the committee. And then with that, I think codifying the process of review for a document. When a new piece goes to government operations, there's nothing really telling the committee what to look for, how to look for it, what mark was it hit and what not to hit. As a chair, I want to make sure members have access and should know what to be looking for, and then making sure, you know, at the end, that is successful, if the trainings are successful, that is then codified, so next sessions can benefit from actually making sure our governing documents are consistent, that language is consistent. Because I think it's very important as the chair to make sure that any legislation there's legislation that a senator can put, and then there's legislation that a committee can put. As chair, it's important that you work with that committee to also produce legislation with that committee that formerly not have been had. And then I would also want to establish with the committee an yearly audit that we do our documents. I think it's really important going forward that an audit is done. Doesn't necessarily have to be at the scale that we're doing right now, but it is something that all of the committee should be able to do, so we make sure government operations stay as active, and that's essentially what all of this is trying to do. We codify trainings, we codify how we're supposed to review documents, and we codify the auditing. We make sure the committee is active. We make sure that future government operations bodies have an active time, know what they're doing, and that if anything was to happen, that people on the committee know what's going on. Right? And then I want to bring in the parties of judicial, the executive branch, let them come in freely, voluntarily, but let them come in so they can tell us what they actually do, what they aren't doing anymore, what's outdated. So our documents are modernized and reflect what the body actually does. When students look at our documents, they should be able to see what we do compared to what we actually do compared to what's in the documents. I think it's really important because if you look across everything, you see inconsistencies, things we don't do anymore, and things that we should do or pick back up. And so I think going through this and meeting with the affected parties is really important. Okay. And then committee accountability measures. Now a lot of chairs, when they come up here and they present and they're saying all these goals and initiatives, there's no follow-through, really. reality, right? Because no one has any expectations after the fact, right? You have to be no accountability after. I want to make sure that if I become chair, that there was accountability, that these goals will be created and done, right? So maintain a living document. It would be a permanent line item on every agenda in which myself as chair, along with the committee members, the goals and initiatives that we have and have set would be on that. And we would track it. We would make sure we talk about it in every committee so the committee is active, the members on the committee know the expectations that they have set for themselves and the students can hold them accountable. And then I also want to make sure that that is deliverable, presented at Senate. October and February, those are very specific months that I have chosen, because it is almost a halfway point between winter break and then when we come back for before the elections. So I want to make sure that students are aware of what we're doing, that they know we're active through those midway points, right? And then, guys, have any questions?
Alrighty, thank you so much for your presentation. With that being said, we're going to start the timer again. And again, you have 10 minutes for questions. Are there any senators who would like to start us off? Senator Barris.
Hi, thank you so much for your presentation, Senator Hotelling. I just wanted to ask you, you highlighted your experiences a little bit in your presentation. I just wanted to ask, how do you feel your experiences within the committee have prepared you to lead as chair?
I think my experiences with the committee, I've been in the committee since last session when I was a senator. I've seen definitely what a good chair can do and what a I've seen what a good chair can do, and maybe just a chair can do by it, not to talk bad about anybody, but by it. So it's important that a chair is active and wants to lead, that they will actually lead with experience and knowledge. Having a new chair for this is not necessarily a bad thing. It is something that should be viewed and pondered. And so, yeah, that would be my experience along with being, on the channel. And I sat at the table and I told the speaker and informed the speaker, advised the speaker about procedures. So it definitely experienced that.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for the nominee? Any on Zoom? I don't see any hand raised, so I'll take that as a no. Alrighty. With that being said, thank you for your presentation. There are no further questions at this time. And with that being said, we're going to move on to the next nominee. All right. Let me just tag Bolander here. You are entitled to 10 minutes, then after this we'll have 10 minutes of questions, then we'll have a debate after, and you are ready to start whenever.
Perfect. Just a quick question before I get started. Do I tell you when to flip the slide?
That's a great, yep. Great thought. Yeah, just let me know. I'll be at the front of the room.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, 3, 2, 1, action. Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. Today I'm going to be presenting to you why I should be the next chair for the Government Operations Committee. And before I get started, I'd very quickly like to express my gratitude to ex-chairman Senator Terry for recommending me to this position. And so go ahead and flip the slide.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you. So first things first, what I want to address are my goals for the 93rd session. And my number one main goal is to complete the SAS audit before the spring semester. This is a hefty goal that Senator Terry actually set. He set an ambitious goal for himself and he put that on his committee. And I intend to fully move forward with that goal. And obviously, we're going to conduct a comprehensive view of the documents and then verify the language, eliminate redundancy, and reflect the current structure and practice. And then our side goals number 2 and 3 are definitely going to be complementary goals to this main goal. The second goal is kind of like a historian role. And so we're keeping track of what's going on during this specific session, what we did good, what we did bad, what we can leave for the next session to do better than we did. And then number 3 is that GitBox has been traditionally a little bit more reactive from what I understand, instead of proactive. And I intend to switch that. I want to be more proactive in terms of reviewing the legislation that comes our way, especially with this audit. And I think what I have in my corner is that the director of, compliance, the director of ethics and compliance and I are actually going to be living together. So we'll be close in communication with that. Go ahead and put the slide again. And so how we're going to execute these goals is, number one, we're going to create a timeline. And this timeline is going to help with keeping a tangible and seeable goal for all of our committee members. Because if our committee members aren't able to track their progress and see what we're actually doing, then we can get lackadaisical and it could hinder our efficiency. And so then number 2 is I'm going to delegate specific sections to certain senators. And some senators might have more of a knack for looking at the SAS, reading the SAS. Some people are more passionate about it than others. And it's my job as a leader to delegate where my community members will succeed the most. And then number 3 is I'm going to implement midweek reminders. And I do this for myself, just with various tasks that I need to get done. But it's, if we're meeting once every other week, then it's just going to be as simple as, hello everyone, hope you're having a great week. If you can find 20 to 30 minutes in the next 2 days to sit down and dedicate yourself to your homework with the SAS, then please do it, because it'll not only help keep me accountable, but it'll help keep them accountable. And then go ahead and put the slide in. Thank you so much. Okay, and then this is the projected timeline that I just previously mentioned. And so August 27th, that will be the second meeting of the year. And what we're going to do is prepare the first SAS revision. And then within the month of August, we're going to have 3 different meetings covering titles 6 through 9, 9 through 12, 12 through 15. And then in September, as you can see, that we're going to combine all of those sections 6 through 15 for the second SAS revision, including 1 through 5 as well. And then with that first meeting in September, we're going to review the potential changes and any feedback that we receive from the table. And then we're going to move on in the next meeting from 16 to 19, 20 to 23. Same thing in October. We're going to go over the changes. We're going to submit a new revision, go over the changes that we just made from 16 to 23, going to go from 24 to 30. And then in November, we'll have around 3 extra meetings if we're staying consistent with our meetings, we'll have 3 extra meetings to play around with. And so we can keep ourselves accountable, we can, have a little bit of leeway, but we're still going to be hammering home this sense of efficiency and get that completing this goal. And even if we don't hit our goal, we're still going to shoot for the stars and we're going to land on the moon. So, ideally, December 10th, that's dead day, we're going to sign the bill for the newly audited SAS. And then, I don't have a slide for this part, but what I would need from my committee is, number 1, I would need your patience, because while I consider myself a good leader, a great leader, I'm going to be honest with myself, I think I'm a great leader, I don't know what I don't know, and I know that memorizing front to back a 180-page document just won't be anywhere near possible for me in the next 2 months. But I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to do the most I can to efficiently run these meetings, and I just need you to be patient with me. Number 2 is I need your trust. I need to trust you, and I want you to trust me. I promise that What I can promise you is that it's not always going to be fun. It's not always going to be the most exciting work. But what I will also promise you is that I won't get frustrated with you. I'll always be willing to work with you, and I will never yell at you. I'll never demean you for not doing your work. I want to make this as fun as possible for all of us. And then number three is motivation. And so I think it's really cool to keep something to keep in the back of our heads is that we get to do something that not every session gets to do, which is audit this SAS. And with auditing SAS, we are able to set a new precedent with it and also leave it for the new public servants after us. And so it's kind of creating our own legacy, and I think that if, you know, having the, if, whether you get your satisfaction from this or that, the most important part is that this is bigger than us. And then number four, simply we just need more members. Right now we're sitting at seven. We have Parliamentarian Visa, we have Speaker Pro Tem Cormas, we have Senator Vila, we have Senator Hotel, we have Senator Saberia, we have, oh my gosh, I'm missing one. I know I'm missing one. Looking at my phone and see this.
It's the other nominee.
It's Gary. Yeah, it's Gary. Gary went away. Sorry. I yield my time.
All right. Thank you. All right. With that being said, thank you for your presentation, Senator Bolander. We're going to be moving on to questions. You have 10 minutes for this point. Are there any senators who would like to start us off? Senator Barris.
Hi, thank you so much for your presentation, Senator Bolander. I just have a quick question. How do you feel that your experiences within the committee have prepared you to lead as chair?
Thank you so much for your question. My experiences in the committee are short. We've had two or three meetings. And so I wouldn't necessarily say that my leadership skills come from directly in the meeting. I'm gonna mess up and I'm gonna need help. And I'm going to be super clear on that. But once I make a mistake and I know how to fix it, then I'm not going to make that mistake again, and I can promise you that.
Are there any other questions for the nominee? Any on Zoom? Alrighty. Thank you, Senator Bolander, for your time. Yeah. Senator Bolander, would you mind just, I think I can put you in a waiting room. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay, that's fine.
Put in, yep.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. All right, with that being said, I don't have to read that part, thank God, since nobody's here. We'll now move on to a general debate from the floor. This portion will be 10 minutes. Are there any senators who would like to start us off for the debate? Senator Barris.
Right, so I'm a little bit on the fence. I just took a little bullet notes of what I liked about each candidate. Love both of their presentations. For Senator Hotelling, I like the initiatives that he had in place regarding the committee, as well as continuing what former Senator Terry has done. I value the experience Senator Hotelling has as well as chair and vice chair within the committee, chairing another committee, that is. And then his answer, wanting to be active and leading with the experience he has from last session, I think that's really important. However, with Senator Bolander, I admire the timeline he had in place. It seemed more structured to me. His ability to be active within the session, from my understanding, he's been pretty active within the committee while working with Senator Terry with the SAS audit. And then he gave points on his ability to work with others. I think it's important for someone to take accountability as a leader and being able to put himself at the level of other committee members and take that opportunity to live, to learn from his mistakes as well. So if anyone has any points to shift me to either side, that would be greatly appreciated.
Any other points of discussion? Senator Castro. Yes, please.
I think there is a clear disparity and difference here at the table. There's no doubting that Hotelling has a wealth of experience to lean on. But I do want to say that I'm more specifically endorsing Nick, because I find that in comparison to like Elijah, what he actually is offering and saying, I want to do with this committee, is more in line with what the committee can actually achieve specializedly, in a way that is specialized. So for example, not to be constructive or deconstructive, but the things that were brought up, for example, in Hotelling's presentation are things that I think you might remember if you're from convening when he was, for example, running for speaker. These are things that are not necessarily specific to the actual committee that he's running for, but rather goals that he has for the entire like association. I don't necessarily know, based on his presentation, he's ready to exploit the actual legitimate and unique advantages that this committee brings for opportunities for students.
Are there any other senators who would like to give comments? Senator Lucchesi.
I just want to state first that I think both candidates are qualified for this position. Particularly, I was more fond of Bowletter's presentation. He was more structured and wanting to carry out Senator Terry's ideas for the committee itself. And we elected Senator Terry, and I was fond of what he wanted to do with the committee as well. And along with that, he endorsed Senator Bowletter. And then one other thing I just want to state was I wasn't particularly fond of Senator Hotelli stating that all committee chairs that get up there say they're going to do something and none of them follow through. I thought that was not true in my opinion. I think committee chairs take on a lot of weight and deserve a lot of respect for at least taking the chance to do that and to diminish their work. I wasn't particularly fond of that.
Any other senators? Senator Custer.
I just wonder if you can relay which one or the points that each of the senators had already in this. Just curious. I don't know if we can ask that again or not. Which the points that the senators have?
I mean, not really. No, we're in debate right now, so we can't go
I
back.
I don't know if we could. Okay, I was curious for the debate.
If there are any senators who would, because, I mean, I guess I can't. But are there any senators who would like to give a rough draft of kind of their points or any bulleted points that they had said?
I mean point size and like how many points they have on their record for the semester. I'm just curious for debating purposes. I'm curious. I think that portrays which one would be a more active chair, depending on which one have already missed more meetings and things
point
like that.
Order. Just for future reference, that would be you asking a point of information regarding the president. Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. All good. We're all learning. Alrighty. Senator Hotelling has 2 points due to an unexcused absence from a Senate meeting and also a committee meeting. And then Senator Bowlander has 0 points. Yep. Senator Maselli?
Real quick, I was jotting a couple things down as well. I kind of want to piggyback off of everyone else's points, which I think were good. Something that Senator Hotelling said concerned me a little, and maybe I just misinterpreted it. I think it was a little suppressing to the creativity within committees. It sounded like he really wanted to standardize how they do their jobs. And coming from a chair myself who wasn't on budget and finance before, I probably do things a lot differently than how they've done before. And Director Rodriguez even said that it was refreshing, and I think change is a good thing a lot of the times. And so I don't want to lose some of that creativity within committees. And then Senator Bowlander, I just think he brings a really good sense of authenticity. I think you're getting him for who he is, and I think he's going to be prepared to take on this position. And then lastly, I just wanted to also say that I have a lot of faith in Senator Terry and Senator Kitchen, their remarks about Senator Bowlander.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, then Senator Lawson.
I just want to echo what Senator Lucchesi and Senator Maiselli said. At being on government operations, I've been able to see the work of both candidates. I think they're both phenomenal candidates. They've both participated in the audit. I've been impressed with Senator Bowlander's points. We just recently reviewed Title 4 or Title... It's either Title 4 or 5. It's about compensation. Maybe Director Aguilar Herrera can correct me. But we just recently did that, and he had these great ideas and these great reforms for our pay structures in ASUN. So that really impressed me and how dutifully he's thinking about these things regarding the SAS. And I think he could bring a lot of that energy to the chairmanship that would really do fantastic. I also want to say experience is great, but I'm an education major, teacher. Everyone can learn. Everyone can learn how to be a chair. Everyone can learn how to be a leader and that kind of stuff. So I think we shouldn't rule Bowlander out simply because he doesn't have the experience.
Any other senators in person? Oh, Senator Lawson, sorry.
I think both senators would make very good candidates for this position. I think Hotel has some good ideas, but I'd like to endorse Nick Bowlander for this position. I've had the pleasure of working with Nick over the past few months in the IFC, and I'd like to attest to his character and his amazing self-proclaimed leadership skills. also his authenticity as a person and as a leader, I think, would help make him an amazing chair.
Any other, parliamentary said.
I just want to echo the words of Senator Castro. I think that a lot of Senator Hotelling's points are not necessarily related to the duties of the Committee on Government Operations. Many of his points are goals that could be achieved just as a standalone senator, not necessarily as chair. For example, he wanted to implement certain reforms to how executive and judicial positions are structured, which you could do at any time. You have to be chair to do that. But also, I also want to compliment Senator Boelander on his leadership style. I think a great leader is someone who takes input from everyone on their team. It's not necessarily someone who just shuts you out. And I think a great leader has the galls to say, if I'm doing something wrong, please let me know. And that's why I admire greatly about Senator Boelander. And I think a lot more people, not necessarily just in ASUN, but also in our federal government should learn from that. So I will be endorsing Senator Boelander tonight.
Alrighty, we got 2 minutes left. Anybody on Zoom who would like to add to the discussion at all? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Any in person? Any lasting comments? Alrighty, I think it's off the timer. Alright, with that being said, there being no further debate, we have concluded and the roll call vote will now be called. Those responding to their names will indicate by the nominee's last name of the nominee of your choice. The roll call will now be called.
Senator Atkinson.
Boelander.
Senator Barris.
Boelander.
Senator Boelander. Senator Castro.
Boelander.
Senator Evans. Oh, I guess I should hold
Boelander.
This. Okay. Wonderful.
I got you.
Wonderful. Senator Huang.
Boelander.
Senator Hotelling. Parliamentarian Issa.
Boelander.
Senator Kitch is not here. Senator Custer.
Boelander.
Senator Lawson.
Boelander.
Senator Levy.
Boelander.
Senator Lucchesi.
Boelander.
Senator McAndrews.
Boelander.
Senator Micelli.
Boelander.
Senator Miller.
Boelander.
Senator Moore's not here. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, Boelander. Senator Packard. Oh, she's not here. Senator Radke.
Boelander.
Senator Saporito.
Boelander.
Senator Villa.
Boelander.
-17, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, thank you very much. Alrighty. Senator Boelander from the College of Business has received a majority of the votes. I am seeking a motion to approve the appointment of Senator Boelander to the chair of to the Committee on Government Operations.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Alrighty. With that being said, that motion carries, and Senator Boelander is now the chair of Government Operations. Oh, hold on. I got to gavel it. There we go. Alrighty.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get on. Oh, man.
Alrighty. The body has elected Senator Boelander to the chair of the Committee on Government Operations. Congratulations, Senator Boelander. And then I'll reach out to you because I know you're back in town soon. I'll reach out to you and we can meet up in person or on Zoom, whatever it may be, and I can get you acquainted with all the necessary procedures it requires to be chair. Along with that, of course, this goes for any chairs too, by the way. If you guys ever need help agendizing or running meetings or Robert's Rules, I mean, that's what we're kind of here for. We're here to help you guys, and I don't want to make sure that any chair feels left out or feel like they're not doing their job adequately. So. Just reach out to me and we'll coordinate something to make sure you know how to agendize, know how to run a meeting, all that good stuff, and possibly have a meeting within the next 2 weeks. to make sure that we're able to fill that seat in oversight, and along with that, too, you're able to fulfill the duties and start that SAS audit. Sound good?
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
All right. Sounds good. Already. Already moving past agenda item 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Moving on to agenda item 18A, Senate committee changes and additions. Are there any Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Senator Atkinson.
I move to remove myself from the committee on idea 3 of Ann's consent.
Is there a second?
Am I messing it up?
No. Oh, okay. There was just nobody seconding. Okay, that freaked me out for a sec. Second by Senator Maselli. With that being said, you've been placed on the following committees.
I moved.
Oh, wait, what? Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to rush to get out of here, I guess. Is there any... We're going to do that motion again. How about that?
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay. I move to remove myself from the committee on idea through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Lucchesi. Is there any dissent? Alrighty, with that being said, you've been placed in the following committees. Alrighty, any other Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Alrighty. Any on Zoom? Alrighty, with that being said, moving on to agenda item 18B, Senator reports. Are there any Senator reports at this time? Any on Zoom or in person? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Speaker Pro Tem Formos.
So, everybody, this is just a quick announcement, but we have two birthdays this Wednesday. We won't sing on record because, yeah, but I just want to, as a Senate, wish a happy birthday to Senator Villa and Senator Barris as they're turning 19 and 20, respectively. 19 and 20, respectively. So a happy birthday to two of our public health senators.
All right, thank you. Any other comments and announcements at this time? All righty, I got a few things I want to say before we conclude here. Okay, like I said at the top of my presentation, at the top of the meeting, I sent the one-on-ones in the Teams chat, so please fill that out. All I'm asking for is like 15, 20 minutes. I just kind of want to get a rough idea of how your guys' summer went in terms of just personal stuff, and then regards to that too, how your summer went in terms of ASUN, see what kind of legislation or anything you guys have worked on. So that's in the Teams chat. I got all the dates and stuff like that. I want to meet with every single one of you before we start fall, and then once we start fall, I'll try and keep those one-on-ones pretty consistent and make sure that nobody really feels left behind and we're all on the same team. In regards to that too, also in regards to meeting dates, again, I appreciate everybody being able to come here on a week's notice. I appreciate that. We will be having a meeting next week on the 6th of August here. Not much is going to happen. As of right now, I don't have any legislation. And remember, guys, if you have any legislation, please send it to me by 5:30 every Wednesday. After that, I will not be on the next agenda. It'll be on the next agenda, just not, you get what I'm trying to say. So we'll have a meeting on the 6th. I want to get this right. Hold on. The 6th, no meeting on the 13th. I want to give you guys a break just before we all start fall. And then we'll have a meeting on the 20th. And then we start school and stuff on the 25th. And then we'll have a weekly meeting starting on the 27th. And then also too, let's see. We're also getting a lot of people applying to the seats, the open seats and stuff like that for especially engineering and science respectively. I believe liberal arts is still getting uploaded. So again, if you know anybody in science, engineering, or liberal arts, please tell them to apply. I really want to be able to come back or at least have, you know, maybe one of our first couple meetings be Senate applicants, have maybe two or three for a seat. I think that would be really good. Plus that's good for you guys because that gives you guys experience to debate and be able to actually discuss stuff and have weight of importance. Along with that too, I already have a couple pieces that I've postponed due to the fact that I didn't want some pieces to be seen during summer. One, because half of you are here, half of you are not. And it's just harder to have a conversation, open dialogue in regards to legislation. So I've postponed some of those pieces for fall. So I have a couple pieces originally authored by the late Senator Terry. So we'll be seeing those at the first couple meetings. And they're easy pieces. I can't imagine there's going to be all that crazy amount of discussion, but I want to give you guys some easy pieces to debate and kind of have some practice on because, like I said, this is semester gets rolling. We're going to have people coming in a public comment. There's going to be students in here who are saying you guys need to do your job and you guys need to focus on what you're doing. And I want you guys to be able to be effective and good legislative writers when that time comes. So we're going to have some easy pieces for you guys to look over, to debate and stuff like that, not too overwhelming. But other than that, I will see you all guys next week. Like I said, on the 6th, I can't imagine it's going to be that long. I don't have any legislation in the pipeline, so it's just going to be a report. So probably like 30, 40 minutes, something like that. So yeah, and then in regards to points memo, like I said, if you feel there's any discrepancies or I messed up or you just want to ask and be like, hey, you know, I have a point, I have 2 points, you know, I'm just kind of curious on when I got those points, I'd be happy to explain it to you. And then on top of that too, if you need me to explain the points memo again and everything like that, I'm more than happy to do so. That's my job, that's why I got elected here. So please feel free to reach out or just come to me after meeting, after I adjourn. And we can talk about it and make sure that, you know, you're squared away and everyone's getting the respective points that they deserve, if not. Let's see. Other than that, I think that's it. Are there any other comments and announcements at this time? Any on person or in Zoom? Alrighty. With that being said, moving on to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please say your name and position for the record.
Good afternoon, dear senators. Luis Aguilar, Associate Director of City Government. A couple of announcements I want to share with you. First off, all honors senators. If you're available for August 16th from 11 to 2 p.m., we need volunteers for tabling. And if you're working Nevada Fit, please let me know by noon this Friday so you can adjust your payments and not go over hours. That's very important. Please share that with anybody in the association. And then I'm out of the office on August 6th, 7th, and 8th. Please feel free to text me a message if anything comes up. And then I want to wish a happy birthday to Senator Nabarro and Senator Villa. Happy birthday to y'all. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Alrighty, well, with that being said, we're going to move on to agenda item 21, adjournment. I move to adjourn this Senate meeting July 30th at 6:29 p.m. in the Reading Latin Senate Chambers and on Zoom. See you all next week. Exactly 1 hour.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's at 6:30.
Oh.